Hello.
Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers, am I speaking with William?
Yes, that's me.
I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not sending anything, and I will not ask you for any donations. Would you mind giving us some time to complete a survey, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And let's get started here. First, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
23 years.
23 years. Okay. Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Tuck corner.
Tuck corner. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna read corner. I'm gonna read you the selections I have in front of me, and then you can tell me. Or maybe I can write it down. How do you spell that? You said tuck or
tuck tile? Pointer. T-U-C-K pointer.
Tuck pointer. Yeah, I don't have that selection here, but I can write it. So I just wrote it down. Thank you, sir. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, an apprentice, or a finisher?
Journeyman.
Journey level?
Yeah, journeyman.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months, if any?
Weeks?
Yeah, weeks.
Weeks, 16 weeks.
16 weeks, okay. Thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And we have an open-ended question here. We need your opinion. And why did you consider dropping your union membership?
It's not worth any work in the industry.
Because they couldn't find you work in your industry?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a second here. Okay, moving on. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Any construction.
I'm sorry?
Any. I don't see any.
Oh, you also, so there will be fewer, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the same question, only that's for union construction. Do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer, or about the same as last year? You would say, what would you say, the same, fewer?
Yeah, same as last year.
Okay, thank you, sir. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
If I prefer?
So, Do you? I'm gonna repeat it. Do you get? It's a yes or no question. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
Well, no.
No. Okay. Thank you. And yes or no? Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months. Was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Okay, thank you. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thinking about the last job which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through a state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or you don't know?
No, I don't know.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now? About the same or less unemployment than now?
More than unemployment.
More? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? So I'm going to read you the list, and then you tell me which is your more concerned. So we have dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, the heat, the cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety reasons?
Heat and cold.
Heat, okay. Thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Okay, and was that in person or online?
In person.
Okay. Thank you, sir. For each of the following activities, please tell me if you have participated in any of them in the past 12 months. So we have three activities here. First one is union organizing. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Next one, political canvassing?
No.
Okay. And the last one is picketing.
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Moving on, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visited a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Okay. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from, okay? And these are the options here. We have the radio, the internet, social media, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, and cable news.
Internet.
Okay. After that, what would you say?
After what?
After that, you don't. Is that the only thing? Is that the only source you get your news from? You don't get news from.
Yeah, that's the only one.
Okay, sounds good. Give me a second here. All right. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, jobs and the economy, healthcare, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
The economy.
Okay. Thank you, sir. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No. Can you repeat the question, please?
Sure. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say this is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
I think it's not important.
Not so important? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? And here you can choose either party, or you have the option of doing both or neither.
Both.
Okay, thank you, sir. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute?
Which side?
Yes. Are you with the auto workers or Ford, GM, or Stellantis?
Oh, yeah, auto workers.
Okay, thank you, sir. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. So here you have four options. You have strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove. So the first one is his job as president overall.
Strong disapprove.
Okay. His job with the economy?
Disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
Strongly, okay. Immigration?
Strong.
Disapprove, okay.
Yeah,
Foreign affairs?
For what?
Foreign affairs?
Disapprove, yeah.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Support for labor unions? His support for labor unions?
Approve. Strongly approve.
You approve?
Yeah.
Okay. And healthcare?
Yeah, approve.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And do you support or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Disapprove somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Strongly? Okay. Thank you, sir. Are you a registered voter, sir?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Almost certain. Sorry about that. Probably or 50-50.
On the next election, what? If I vote, or?
Yeah, if you will vote on the next elections for president in November of 2024.
Yes.
Okay, sir, you're certain, right? Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democratic Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for?
Good question. Yeah, Donald Trump.
Okay.
I like the Robert Jr.
I'm sorry?
I like the Robert Kennedy Jr.
Oh, the new candidate, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yeah.
Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. Thank you, sir. This is an open-ended question. We want your opinion. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
How is? What's the question?
Okay, the question is, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
Oh, it's good.
How do you think they can improve it?
Oh. I don't know. I think there's good.
Okay. And this is the only other open-ended question. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of this year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
I don't know. I don't know. Got no idea.
Okay. Give me a second here. All right, moving on. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Through mail, email, text, job sites, or union meetings?
Mail.
Regular mail?
Yeah.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Once a year.
Okay. Okay, now I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party? Or neither?
And neither.
Okay. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race, sir?
Latino. Hispanic.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, sir?
Yeah, William.
Okay. Okay, Mr. William, that concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation, okay? Have yourself a great night.
Perfect. Thank you.